So yesterday we finished up Shin Yud. Okay, now just bottom line in terms of something which is a basis for Heter and Isser means you have a table. On the table you, on purpose, you leave when Shabbos comes in something that's muksa and something that is not muksa. Both of them are there when Shabbos comes in. So what is the status of the table? It depends on which is more chashuv. That's the terminology used. What's more chashuv? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman again has a more machmir opinion than most, and he says what's more chashuv is what, if you had a choice, this or that, what would you prefer? Now there is a Mishabura back. This comes up in Reish Ayin Zayin. There it talks about the Shabbos candles. Reish Ayin Zayin Gimel talks about leaving the Shabbos candles on the table. If you don't want the table to become a buses, so then you should leave something that you need for Shabbos. So many poskim say if you need it for Shabbos, the challah, the wine, things like that, that's by definition considered more important. Not like your Shabbos Zalman. Shabbos Zalman says, what would you prefer? Your candlesticks or your wine? Your candlesticks or your challah? Right. So, but many other posts can say, if it's something that you need for Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, need for Shabbos? I could have in my freezer 10 challahs. So, I don't need these challahs. No, these are the challahs you're using for Shabbos. These are the challahs that you need. Now, it could be that they point out that even Rosh Hashanah would agree on a Shabbos table where the challahs are the Shabbos table. The Kiddush wine is the Shabbos table. So there, because that's its special makom. That's where it belongs. So it could be even Rosh Hashanah would agree in such a case. Now, it's clearly what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Ches over there in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. However, as I think we mentioned yesterday, in the olden days, basically candles, what was muksa about the candles was basically the flame. Because everything else there was, although that's a discussion, what about the oil? The oil is burning. Why isn't the oil muksa? Okay. But basically it was a bowl. It was a bowl. They put in oil, put in wicks, lit it, and they talk about only having to be the real muksa is the flame, and the flame is really nothing, and therefore everything else is just, you know, boom, 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 because of the flame. Nowadays we have fancy silver candlesticks. Those are very chashuv. Those are very muksa. They're probably muksa machwas chisaron kis. You put them in a special place. You don't want people playing with them. They're very expensive. They're delicate, and they're very important. So again, that would seem to complicate things, but the poskim point out that even when you're dealing with expensive silver candlesticks, that the challah and the wine that you plan on using for Shabbos is considered more chashuv, and it will not turn the table into a basis. Okay, that's Reish Ayin Zayin Yuches, whole discussion over there. It's just for completion. Okay, now we're up to Siman Shin Yud Aleph. We're leaving muks at the Shabbos table and getting a little bit more morbid. Dine Meis B'Shabbos. Okay, so it starts off talking about a dead body, a corpse. A corpse is muksa. So there's a whole Gemara. There's a few Gemaras about this, actually. So the Gemara says like this: Gemara Shabbos Mem Gimel Mebeis. Itmar Meis Amuta B'Chama. The mace, the corpse, was in the sun, and they're afraid it's going to get hot and decompose. So Rebbe Damar Shmuel Hovcho Mimita Lemita. The mace is on some sort of bed. Now the mace is muksa. So you're allowed to indirectly move the mace. It's hard for us to appreciate this, but they talk about taking two beds and rolling the mace from one bed to the other until you get him out of the sun. Rav Chanina bar Shamaya Mishmei de Rav Amar, he has a better idea. Take something that's not muksa. We've discussed this in the past, like a kikar, a piece of bread, or a tinok, or a child. Put it on the mace and then carry the mace by carrying, it could be anything that's mutter. Carry the mace by carrying the heter. Then the Gemara goes on to say, if you have a kikara tinok, everyone agrees that's going to be mutter. If you have something heter to put on the mace, you can carry the mace because you put the heter on top of the mace. Now, this trick only works by a mace. We already discussed this. You can't just put something, put a cookie on top of your $1,000 camera and now move your camera. You can't put a little candlesticks. You put a little a bracelet on the candlesticks, move the candles. Now there is a discussion about it which you learned, but bottom line, that's no good. Okay, then the Gemara, okay, Gemara continues, not so relevant for today. Then it says, Lema ketanoi. We have it sounds like a machlokes tanoi. One opinion says, Ein matzilin es ameis mimea deleka. You cannot, let's say God forbid there's a fire, and the mace is going to be burnt in the fire. That's worse than decomposing in the sun. Are you allowed to save the mace from the fire or not? So you might want to know what's the case. It is like you have something heter to put on the mace, so why shouldn't it be allowed? And if you don't have something to put on the mace, so why should it be allowed? Then the Gemara says, well, maybe we're talking about rolling the mace from bed to bed, and maybe that's okay. The Gemara says, you know what, this is a special scenario. Why? We're afraid the person is so anxious and nervous and worried about the mace, he's going to come to put out the fire on Shabbos. Now, nowadays, we put out fires on Shabbos, it's always considered to be pikuach nefesh. It's just bottom line.
Even a standalone house, I know an apartment building like this, but even if...
Okay, I don't know. You asked me that once, right? Yeah, I don't know. The way people live nowadays, we just assume everything is pikuach nefesh. You don't know who's in the house. You don't know what the house is gonna. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. You have to ask someone bigger than me. The Gemara Paskins halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Lakish, that we don't want you to put out the fire and you're gonna be worried about the mace, and therefore you're allowed to move the mace. Okay, now what does it mean you're allowed to move the mace? Rashi seems to say, although Rashi in other places says something else, but Rashi seems to say you can just move the mace. Riff and Rabbeinu Yonah say, no, you're only allowed to move the mace indirectly, by rolling him from bed to bed. The Rambam says, well, if you have something heter to put on the mace, you should do it that way. Otherwise, it could be you can do it without it. The Rush says, if you have two beds, then you should roll the mace from bed to bed. Okay, I think that's enough. Let's continue. Another Gemara in Shabbos Tzadi Dalet Amar Beis. Hahu Shachva Dhava Bidruka. There was a mace. Someone died. Shara Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LaAfuke LeKarmel. So up to now, in Daf Mem Gimel, we're talking about the muksa aspects of dealing with a dead body. Now on Daf Tzadi Dalet, we're talking about a different thing. Let's say you want to take the mace out of the house for whatever reason. For you have a real reason, not just them. So aside from the muksa aspect, now you have a hotzah aspect. You want to take the mace. There's no eruv. You want to take the mace out of the house. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says you're allowed to do that. So Gemara asks, why? Is it because it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa? Meaning, it's not that I want the mace outside. Just it's disgusting for the mace to be in the house with the people in the house. It's just not appropriate, and therefore we just want to remove the mace from the house. It's not that we want the mace dafka out over here. We just don't want the mace over here, and that's called melacha shein tzrich legufa. Usually, when you move something from place A to place B, it's because you want it in place B. If you're just removing it because you don't want it in place A, it's called melacha shein tzrich legufa. Machlokes Yehuda Reb Shimon. Yehuda says it's still chayav min haTorah. And Shimon says it's aser, it's aser, only aser midrabanan. Potter minatera, potter aval aser, only aser midrabanan. So then the Gemara says, well, so it should still be aser midrabanan. Even if you hold like Reb Shimon, melacha shein tzrich with potter. Potter doesn't mean mutter, potter means potter aval aser. The Gemara says, yes, but in this case, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's only a Karmelis. A Karmelis is basically a rabbinical Rishus HaRabim. It's not 100% accurate, but it's a rabbinical area. So anytime you move anything into a Karmelis, it's the only possibility could be an Issa Durabanan. So you're dealing with an Issa Durabanan. You're moving it, you have a good reason to move it, Kavod Abrius. Melacha Hashem Tzrich Legufa, you put everything together, he says, even if it wasn't Melacha Hashem Tzrich Legufa, even if Yehuda would agree, because over here it's Kavod Abrius. The mace is in the house, and it's disgusting for all the other people who are living in the house, and therefore they got to get the mace out of the house. Now, so Rashi and the Ran say, okay, now there's a muksa problem, and you want to get the mace out of the house, there's a hotzah problem. The muksa problem you solve through putting something that's mutter on the mace. But, and then what's the heter to take the mace out of the house? Kavod Abrius overrides the Issa D'Rabanan. Ramban says, well, hold on, if you're going to put something else on the baby, on the mace, and then take the mace outside, so you helped the muksa problem, but you just made the hotzah problem worse. Because now I'm taking out the mace plus whatever it is I put on the mace. Okay. Now there's another machlokes to a Rambam. What kind of mace are we talking about? The Torah says even though the mace did not yet decompose, right now the mace is okay, but it's going to decompose. You're afraid it's going to decompose. And therefore that alone, that's enough of a reason. It's covered abrius. And the Rambam says no. We're talking about a mace that's already started to decompose, started to smell. It's already a very serious covered abrius issue. Okay. So let's try to cover some ground. This is hopefully not so relevant and won't come up. Okay, Shin Yud Aleph Aleph. Meish Mutaba Mokom Shiori Lam Ne'ad Deleika. The mace is in a place and you're afraid it's going to be affected by a fire that broke out in the house. If you have a kikarotinok, or a piece of bread, or a baby that you can put on the mace, or really a frisbee, or anything else that's mutter, a heter, so then put the heter on the mace and carry the mace outside. Agav the heter. Okay, Dirshu explains, it's as if the muksa now is like a basis to the heter, and the heter is the ikker. So what if he doesn't have anything heter to put on the mace? If he has two beds, he should roll the mace from one bed to the other. It's moving the mace indirectly. Now, when I learned this, I was like, well, why don't we say carrying the mace out in the bed is indirect? You're not touching the mace, you're just touching the bed. And Dirshu actually addressed that. Because here I think the mace is the bed is also going to be muksa, I think is the answer. It's different than putting something on top of the mace. I think that's his answer. So you roll the mace from one bed to the other, davitiltu min atzad, which we're going to learn more about next week. Now what if he doesn't have a kikaratino? Okay, he doesn't have an extra bed to do this trick. So then matato tiltu gomer, then he has a heter to ignore the muksa aspect for covered amaze. Well, it's not really for covered amaze, it's more because we're afraid he's going to put out the fire. Chazal bended their rules. The combination. So metal tilt to gummy, you're allowed to take it out. Okay. Mishabur points out Sifkat and Gimel. Why do we let him do this, all this stuff? Because we're afraid a person's worried about his mace and he's gonna come to put out the fire. Now okay, then he talks about what's the status of the bed when the mace is off the bed. So if the mace was alive when Shabbos came in, he died on Shabbos, so then the bed, when the mace is off the bed, the bed's going to go back to being mutter. When Shabbos came in, the bed was mutter. He wasn't dead, he was alive. If he was dead when Shabbos came in, so he brings down a machlokes. But it seems like it really should be muksa, based on what we learned. Because Ben Hashemashas, he was already dead. Okay. Now, continues the Mechaber. The cause of Osa Rishus, that's talking about leaving it in the house, just moving it to a different part of the house. Or, I guess, moving it within in a place where there's an Erev. Meis Amut Bechama. Hold on a second. Okay, now it sounds like from the Mechaber, Mishabura points out Sivkat and Dalib, Mashma Mizeh, Dilushus Acher, also Hotzibachal Gadne. Only in the house, you can't take him outside into the Carmelis. Okay? Then the Mishabura continues, Harbiach Ramishimu, that Filushus Acher, it's like we learned, and we're soon going to see in Siv Beis, that even to take the mace into another Rishus is going to be, because of Bizayan Amaze, it's going to be mutter. Now there's a question, should you put the Kikar Tinok on or not? Does it help you or hurt you? Helps you for Muksa, hurts you for Hotza. What overrides what? Okay, so that's the machlokes. Okay, continues the Mechaber. Meis amut l'bachama, if the mace is in the sun, matal to mechama l'tzav osu rishus, aydei kikar otinok. So it's a muksa problem, and you should move him, aydei kikar otinok. Thank you. If he does not have a kikaro tinok, he should not move the mace at all. Afilu lo'avcho mimita lamita. Again, remain low kikaratino. If he doesn't have a kikaratino, so then he shouldn't move the mace at all. I feel up for me to meet, even to roll him from one bed to the other. Meaning they allowed you to do that by a fire, but not by the sun. The tiltum in the tzach may tiltu. I in the kama b'sim b'zev sivav ma'ita kante. Okay, we're gonna. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch later on is gonna tell us how to best solve the situation. But when we're dealing with a fire, he can move the mace if he has a kikatina, or bed to bed, or even straight if he has to, because Chazar or Fid is going to come to put out the fire. They don't want to do that. They bend their own rules. When the mace is not in danger of a fire, but in danger of decomposing in the sun, so the rules are a little bit stricter. We can still move the mace ayidei kikar o tinok, but you can't move him from bed to bed, and you can't just move him plain. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkat and Hey, here, Ma'iri, we're talking about Shadayin L'Sriach, the mace has not yet started to decompose, and the Shochei Sheish Penyas, he's just afraid it's going to happen. And therefore, the Mechaber here is Machmer. The Daf Gabos Rishus to the Hotzi, he says only within one Rishus, but not to take him out to a different Rishus. But also the time of Sif Beis, that's what he says, we'll see in the beginning of Sif Beis. Well, that's a Ramah Ba'Gosham in Sif Beis. David das Rashi v'tur gamba muta b'chamish ukarav asriach. Even if the mace is not yet decomposed, but you're afraid it's going to decompose, nami shari lahotzi u'shasachi. You'd also be allowed to take the mace into a different shus. Yachin pasach habach lahokel. The bach is make it. Let's see sevays. Mace shesriach v'bayis. The mace is decomposing in the house. V'nitzam misbaze beinachaim v'heim misbazim. So it's disgusting, it's embarrassment to the mace, it's embarrassment to the live people, it's just a very bad situation. Haga, v'yesh omrim, this is the Ramah he was talking about, the Mishabura. Even if the mace hasn't started to decompose, it's you're afraid it's going to start decomposing. Muta l'hotzio l'karmelis, you're allowed to take the mace outside into a karmelis, into a rabbinical rishus, outside. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not an Issa D'Arayis, it's only Issa D'Rabbanan, and Chazal waived the rules for Kavod Abiris. Im Hayah La Makom Latzeis Bo Emos Yinoso El Manichin Asam. Oh, but what's the problem? They're it's disgusting for them. Well, if the live people have somewhere else to go, then that, let them go somewhere else and leave the mace inside. Im Hayah La Makom Latzeis Bo Emos Yinoso, leave the mace where he is and have the live people go somewhere else. They go out and leave the mace as is. Some say you can only move him outside to a karmelis when need be. Once you're taking him out to a karmelis, so you're solving your muksa problem, but you're running into a hotza problem. Better to move him without the kikar tinok at all, because you're just making it worse when it comes to the hotza. Those who make it even to take him into a shus harabim, which is normally an issa d'araisa. Why? You can't allow an issa d'araisa for something like this, not pikuach nefesh. So it's like we said before, they don't dafka want the mace out there. That's the issa d'araisa. They just don't want the mace in here. And that's called malacha shen tzich l'gufa, which according to Bshimin is only asa midrabanan. Once it's only asa midrabanan, Chazal can waive the rules for kavod abri.
He's decomposing or he's...
It's a machlekes. According to the Mechaber, he's decomposing. According to the Ramah, he's going to start decomposing. So v'yesh mishmati lotzi after shusrab aydei tinok. Now they say use a tinok avalo aydei kikar, but not an inanimate object. Why? Because the inanimate object you're going to be carrying. A human being, okay, now here, tinok has to be, it's a discussion, but it seems the tinok has to be able to walk himself. That's a good way to scar a tinok. But if the tinok is able to walk, when you carry, if you carry a child, the mishus rabbim, it's not osam in a Torah. We say chay noseis atzmo. The live person really carrying himself, it lowers it to an issa derabanan. So over here, you're going to mishus rabbim. It's a question of a daraisa. It's not because it's melacha shein zichu gufa. This is according to Reb Shimon, and we usually assume like Reb Shimon, it's only osam in derabanan. But if you're going to put on an inanimate object, so you're just making it worse. If you're putting on a tinok that can crawl or walk, so he's considered to be noseis atzmo, and it's less of a problem in terms of the rishus harabim. So yesh mi shemarati tzio after rishus harabim ayde tinok of a lo ayde kikar, but not with a kikar. If there's another bizayon going on with the maize, not just decomposing, the maize is on a boat, and then there's all sorts of goyim all over the place, and then surrounding the maize, and I don't know, that's a bizayon for the maize. So that would be another reason to move him. Okay. Also, you can ask a guy to move the mace. That would be a double derabanan. The moving the mace is in the derabanan, which we already have many coolers in doing, right? And asking the guy to do it is a mitzvah derabanan. And if you have a good reason to do it, so then shvus to shvus, we learn the shin zayin hey, it's going to be mutter. Shvus to shvus, b'shasa tzorech, makom mitzvah, things like that. What if there's a problem with the Kohanim? The mace is really okay where he is. He died in shul, whatever. But now they want to daven. Okay. Let's say he's in the Ezra's Nashim. They want to daven in the main sanctuary. It's not a problem. The problem is the Kohanim can't come into shul. Or if it's in an apartment building, whatever. It's a big problem for the Kohanim. So is that enough of a reason to move the mace on Shabbos? So says the Ramah. That's not a reason to apply the heter of putting a kikar tinok on the mace and moving the mace. But again, if you have a guy to do it, so then it becomes a double derabanan. B'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzarech, and it's going to be mutter. V'chein ro'isi nogin tzarech mitzvah, o chasana. And he says that's the minig is to be makel. Sounds like a day guy. Yeah, to have a guy do it. Got to find a guy willing to do it. Right, so that's the Mishnah says of cutting your gimel. The whole heter of moving a mace by putting something heter on the mace is a tzorach mace, because it's a zilzal mace. Oh, but we also say covered abrius. This is not called covered abrius though. It's a tzorach mace or covered abrius, I guess. No, they say you can't take him. You have to have a guy do it. You can't take him out. You cannot take him out. You can't take him out for the Kohen. That's what the Ramah says. Okay, so that's Sefaf and Beis. I mean, we did it very quickly. Hopefully, it will never be relevant. And we need to catch up. We're behind, so we need to catch up. And, okay, so.